Knives Out, administrative state begins leaking information about the Bidens. By Wendell Hasebo on August 31, 2024. Maybe President Joe Biden was never a serious member of the Washington, D.C. establishment, like the Clintons, the Bushes, or the Obamas. Or, maybe, the establishment just had no more use for him. Either way, the knives seem to be out for the Biden family after Joe Biden stepped aside from the 2024 presidential election. In three leaks in the last month, members of the permanent political class in Washington disclosed damaging information about the Biden family. 1. Hunter Biden accepted $3,101,258 from Romanian partner Gabriel Popov issued to influence U.S. government agencies when Joe Biden served as vice president, special counsel David Weiss said in a court filing. The filing stopped short of accusing Hunter of having improperly coordinated with the Obama administration. But it underscores how Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, failed to indict Hunter on Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, violations in 2023 while Joe Biden remained in the presidential race. 2. The State Department released a document showing that Hunter Biden sought U.S. government help for Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian company. The leak raises additional questions about why Hunter did not register as a foreign agent for his work with Burisma Holdings, the Ukrainian energy company that paid Hunter $83,000 per month, or $1 million per year, just weeks after his father was announced as the point person on U.S. foreign policy with Ukraine. Hunter had no experience in energy or Ukraine before becoming a board member of the company and asking the U.S. government for help. 3. The DOJ revealed the discovery of 117 pages of transcribed discussions between Biden and his ghostwriter, per Fox News. Special Counsel Robert Hur used the information, in part, to conclude that Biden was a well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, according to the report. The statement had a cascading effect on media allies who pressured Biden to step aside. Washington is many things to many people. But, for the politicos who come to town to work in the bureaucracy, it is best defined as a revolving door. It takes staying power, connections, and a willingness to compromise to remain in the swamp's good graces. Joe Biden arrived in Washington in 1973 as a U.S. senator. And he accrued influence, aligned himself with the powerful, and ascended to the presidency. He reached the top spot only to step aside 3.5 years later. His usefulness to the swamp is coming to an end. It appears, as reports surface of the Washington, D.C., establishment pushing Biden out. Former President Barack Obama, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, along with Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Senator Patty Murray, DWE, and Senator Jack Reed, DRE, had an outsized role in pushing Biden out. The New York Times reported Thursday, based on multiple interviews with those with first-hand knowledge of the events. The senator's participation was previously unreported. What happened, Biden later told CBS News, was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.